Talladega Nuits. Phase 2 begins. I'm Mike Moss. NASCAR's rain-delayed Talladega, Alabama race will be held today while the racing organization says it has launched an investigation into who put a noose in the garage of black driver Bubba Wallace. More from correspondent Diane Gallagher.
Outside of the track, there were demonstrations, people who had Confederate flags outside. Somebody flew over with an airplane with a Confederate flag behind it saying defund NASCAR. But look, he's received a lot of support. LeBron James, even Dale Jr. saying, I hope Bubba wins today.
Wallace says he won't let the despicable act intimidate him, and he will continue to proudly stand for his beliefs. New York moves to phase 2 of its reopening today. Correspondent Alexandra Field.
People can go back to their offices at 50% capacity. New York City real estate will come back. Salons and barber shops will be open. I know a few people who've been looking forward to that. And of course, the much awaited fact that people will be able to sit outside at bars and restaurants across the city.
The world is recording the largest daily increase yet in coronavirus cases, with infections soaring in places like India. Business correspondent Christine Romans reports people are having a hard time making their mortgage payments.
Brand new numbers from Black Knight show mortgage delinquencies rose 20% in May. That is the highest since 2011. You've got 4.3 million homeowners now either 30 days past due or they are in active foreclosure. I think what it shows you is the pandemic, honestly, shows how much stress is on, personal budgets, quite frankly. So a lot of people are in these programs where they're not paying their mortgage, millions of them not paying their mortgage until we get to the other side of the pandemic.
Residents of Reading, England are mourning today the three people stabbed to death in what is being treated as a terror attack. More than 100 students lit candles and laid flowers today. The Dow is down 81. I'm Mike Moss.
I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a blackmouth cur, and it's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. My dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food. We'll be scooping our Dynavite, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Summer is heating up, and there's nothing worse than waking up in the middle of the night covered in sweat. Cool down with huge savings during Purple Summer Sale. The secret to every Purple mattress is the Purple Grid. With over 2,800 open-air channels and naturally temperature-neutral gel, you'll sleep cool and comfortable all night long, all summer long. Take advantage of these once-a-year savings at Purple today. Go to purple.com to save on your Purple mattress. That's purple.com. Terms apply.
Big Curve Fitness says let's kick the COVID with health and fitness. Tired of being told what to do? A healthy, fit body fights viruses better, and Big Curve Fitness will help you get there. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, always sanitized and brand new. Big Curve is absolutely, positively Yuma's coolest fitness center. Big city gym with a small town vibe. So kick the COVID with Big Curve Fitness. No contract, no initiation fee, just $29 a month. Big Curve Fitness in the Big Curve Shopping Center.
It's the Monday Medicare Minute on AM 560 K-Blue with Mike R.C., a local licensed agent specializing in Medicare plans.
Mike, what is LIS?
It's a Medicare program also called Extra Help, and it's for folks with limited income and resources help pay for prescription drug costs. So if a person is single, their income needs to be less than $19,140, with assets no more than $13,110 per year. A married person living with a spouse and no other dependents, that limit has to be no less than $25,860 per year, and assets no more than $26,160. Assets don't include your home, car, household items, burial plot, and up to $1,500 for burial expenses per person or life insurance policies. Contact Social Security to apply for LIS, also known as Extra Help. Questions? Call me at 928-581-1342.
Let's talk. I know you want or need a new car. I also understand putting that first payment off for 3 months makes the decision easy. How about I throw in up to $4,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for 6 years? I will even tell you to put no money down. I'm not finished. How do you like 3 years of free oil changes? And let's add in America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. Your answer is yes to all of it. And all of it is available because Hyundai of Yuma says, yes, we can. On any new 2020 Hyundai Tucson or 2020 Hyundai Santa Fe. This summer sale absolutely ends June 30th. So come down to Hyundai of Yuma, where we are Yuma strong and open to serve or shop online 24/7 at HyundaiofYuma.com. A proud veteran-owned company. Plus tax, title, license, doc fees, 0% financing offer on approved credit through MFP in lieu of $4,000 off. 90-day deferred payment plan on select new Hyundais. See dealer for details.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and hot today, high of 105. South wind at 10, 75 overnight tonight. Partly sunny and 107 tomorrow, 75 tomorrow night. 10-mile-per-hour winds and up to 109 with sunshine on Wednesday, 74 Wednesday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
AM 560 KBLU, Russ Clark with you. It's 8:07 in the morning. I know Decent Garner Adam Hansen is going to be calling in shortly. At least that's the plan. I just tried to call him, and I think he's setting up equipment somewhere because he's got a remote. Let's grab him real quick. That must be him on line two. You're on the air. Good morning. Adam? I know you're setting up equipment. Buddy, you're not coming through, my friend.
You there? Can you hear
I'm there
me?
Now. I can hear you, buddy.
I tell you what, man. Trying to get this thing up and running. It's been 8
Yeah. Before. Would you, you just have to get up an hour earlier, that's all.
Yeah.
Nice to hear from you.
Yeah. And you did a good show this morning, Russ.
Thank you, brother.
Very informative. Yeah, and like I always say, you know, every time we've been trying to do this, through this means, it's an adventure. I have court this morning. I told you that.
Right.
I texted you earlier this morning, Russ, and it's a unique environment that we live in. Traditionally, when I have court, I've got to go physically down there. You've got to be there, you know, like 20 minutes early at least, just to get prepared and to deal with all those issues that are going to come up. And in this particular regard, we're not going to court anymore. So most of the judges are taking the hearings at home in their home offices. So we call in as if we were physically there in court. We go through the motions like we would any other way, but it's just a unique environment right now. Yeah. I was talking to my wife this morning about how a family member of ours over the weekend was talking about going back to church over in New Mexico. They live in New Mexico, and how in New Mexico, the governor says that you can't sing in church because of the spit particles and things like that.
That's real, huh? They're really not letting him.
I guess
oh,
not.
Wow.
And so it's kind of surreal. And not that many people attend church anyway, physically. And so things are just a little different. And honestly, I've talked to a lot of people over the weekend, and every one of them just says, you know what, I'm kind of tired of it. I'm tired of this COVID business. But
right.
I don't know if the world's ever going to go back to how it was. It's looking like it might not. I was listening right before the break, and you were discussing how the new data is talking about how the patterns have changed with the COVID virus and,
right.
and things like that, how it was a little bit more of a different landscape back in March than it is now. I had a
I had a client that I was a medical professional I was talking with last week, and I told him, I said, well, I'd rather just get it. I'd rather get it and get it over with, you know, because to this point I was thinking that, well, if you get it, you get the antibodies and things like that, and right. It's over. But actually, what research is showing is that it's rapidly changing, so it's morphing, and there's all sorts of different strains of it now, and the data is showing that if you get it again, your mortality rate drastically increases, and if you get it three times, it's like lights out.
I've heard other studies when I was out to Korea, it says it's impossible to get it twice, and then you're saying some people have gotten it twice, and I don't, I think it's too early to know.
Yeah, and I also know other friends that are actively taking hydrochloroquine just to keep their body to their
I know friends have done that too, as a prophylactic to make sure that they stay protected.
Just to make sure, yeah.
Yeah, like the president.
Had I gone to court this morning physically instead of telephonically, do I wear a face mask? The rules aren't clear. The case that I'm working on right now that I was going to talk about in court today, it's really odd because an individual was in an assisted living facility. So during this whole COVID thing, there's a lot of statutory requirements that need to be met regarding service and things like that. Court investigators have to go out and interview the parties to make sure that they're not incapacitated. And none of that could happen here. And the law didn't contemplate that. So it's very challenging because I'm going to court saying, hey, we tried, but we can't because the facilities just don't let us in, or they don't let in the court investigators or the attorneys to interview these people.
Now, it's different, though, Adam. I mean, if you're not there in person, you can't see somebody's, you know, physically, you can't see their body language and all that. It's a different deal, isn't it? Doesn't that change everything?
Yeah, absolutely. And most of the courtroom work, I would argue, is done through body language. Your body language tells a big story. There's sometimes, I remember in law school, where we would have to practice not essentially getting upset. You'd have the other side that's saying some outlandish things, and you just have to sit there and take it.
Keep your emotions in check, huh?
Yeah, and the idea is that you don't want to, you know, reveal your mindset, and you don't want to look visually upset. You don't want the judge to think that you're a crybaby, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of strategy to that in body language, and that's some of the stuff that we practiced and studied in law school. And nowadays, like, for example, this morning, it's not something I can use or rely on. You just have to kind of go through the phone and envision that person as if you're looking at them and how they're saying it and what they're saying and things like that. So it's a definite different landscape that we're living in right now. And I look forward to the day when we're back to normal, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen, like I talked about a couple weeks ago when I was with you on the air. And what do you think, Russ? Think it's going to happen? Think we're going to go back to normal?
Yes, I do. I think we need to. For as people, as human beings, we can't exist like this. This isn't good.
Yeah, I agree. And I was, you know, watching over the weekend, I was watching like a Netflix show with my kids. It was a game show, and they're hugging and high-fiving and things like that. And I guess that's not allowed nowadays, you know? It's just like the basic things. We were watching a movie as a family last night, and on the movie, the things that are daily, every minute of the day occurrences where you're hugging or you're giving a pat on the back or a basic handshake. And I'm thinking, oh man, that wouldn't fly right now.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to do that. And how much we took that for advantage, you know? So I'm looking forward to the day that it goes back to normal. I'm hoping it goes back to normal. But I'm not quite sure if that's going to happen.
And until then, we have to survive like it is. But there is a big pushback. I mean, there are people pushing back. I'm one of them, to get back to normal.
No, I agree with you. I think...
Granted,
sorry, I just lost, but
there's a risk. There's a risk to living, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And at some point, you just have to decide, you know, like, are we going to allow us to be free to choose or not? We can't protect everybody. You can do the best you can to protect yourself.
Well, the government has decided we don't have a right, that they're taking it from us, and we're going to be a big pushback on that. I think our mayor handled it really well the other day. I don't know if you saw Mayor Nichols on Friday.
But, yeah, absolutely.
He I think, spoke to people really well that, you know, he's not in for government control. You need to take a break, my friend.
Yep, let's go to a break. We'll be right back after this, 560 AM KBLU, live there from the law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Hey, this is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband, and he lost weight, and his cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend lost 20 pounds her first 2 months.
Stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain. Because of the coronavirus, the seminar now online live with America's hypnotist Mark Patrick in the comfort and safety of your living room. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma, Arizona area will be held live Saturday, June 27th. Register now. Only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com. We'll get you the information you need every day, Monday through Friday, with the Border Reports. That's the latest information on the wait times of the ports of entry, the border crossing wait times, and your updates, as well as the road reports in the afternoon with traffic restrictions and road closures due to road construction and repairs. The Border Reports in the morning, the Road Reports in the afternoon, brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966. RV World is located on Gila Ridge Road, exit Interstate 8 and Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. RV World.
Stay tuned for the O'Reilly Update with Bill O'Reilly, brought to you by Daybreakers Cafe. Open now with a full menu for dine-in or takeout at the corner of Fortuna Road and North Frontage Road. Dine in or take the diner home. It's real food for real people. Call 342-2110.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in my remote studio trying to get this thing to function. We've got Russ over in the main studio.
What are you trying? It sounds like it's functioning. Are you just talking on the cell phone?
I'm just on my cell phone right now.
I thought so.
Obviously, yeah. We always have technical difficulties. You know how it is. And it works when, like all technical things, it works while you're testing it and practicing with it, and then in live use, it often fails. So
yeah.
that's what's happening today. That's okay.
Yeah.
We're making it work.
You'll get through it.
Absolutely. Prior to the break, Russ and I were talking about the changes that have been implemented here recently, and the idea of if the world is going to go back to normal or not. I've heard over the course of this last week, we seems like we're going to experience a second wave of the COVID virus and coming on with a vengeance and things like that. But I've also read articles that said that that's not quite true, that it really never went away. It's still here. It's just we're seeing it more and more in the public arena.
Right.
So having said all that, I don't know. I hear both things. I don't know which one's correct. And I imagine what's happening is here, and it's growing more and more highly contagious. And so obviously as we interact with each other and things start to open up a little bit more, we have the potential of contracting it a little bit more. But like I was mentioning prior to the break, I think we as individuals need to take personal responsibility in how we conduct our lives. And I don't want the government telling me what I can and cannot do.
Right.
I would hope that most of us would choose to do those things that would allow us to be safe and not contract it. But we also have to be open to the idea that there might be some that won't do that, and they might contract it, and they might have fatal consequences. But I don't think the government is in a position to tell us or restrict our rights in any way. The problem that we run into is that from the government standpoint, they want their citizenry to be healthy and strong and alive. And that makes sense. And you would think that's because they care for us, but not really. As time has gone on through court systems and things like that, looking over to, for example, abortion cases that go through the Supreme Court, the main argument from the government standpoint is that, especially in the abortion cases, is that the government's interested in human life, not because the government cares about human life, but rather they're interested in the potential taxpayer. And so the government wants a viable embryo as much as anybody else. We want it because we're human and we want, you know, that loving interaction with the child and things like that. But the government is more interested in just getting that child to an adult so they can pay taxes. And I'm not making that up. I mean, that's literally what the government's arguments are in these court cases for abortion. And rightfully so. The government's not a person. It doesn't care. It doesn't think, you know. It's got people in it running it, but it as an entity doesn't have any feelings. It's only concerned about getting money into the treasury so that that money can be used on social programs and things to fund its perpetuance. And so when it comes down to the government caring for us because the government cares, it's not in a way that you and I care about other human beings, that we don't want to see them hurt, or we don't want to see them pass away. We don't want to see them emotionally, you know, distraught. Those are human feelings that we have, but the government doesn't share in those feelings. Rather, they just want to make sure that the taxpayer stays alive and healthy so they can continue to pay taxes. And so when you look at it at that viewpoint, I'm more reluctant to do what the government wants me to do.
Well, because
it really doesn't have our self-interest in mind. It's just more of, can we keep them on dole until they die for tax purposes?
I think a lot of your government leaders are listening to this very vocal minority of angry people telling us what we should be doing. And they've been following that. And these government leaders have been getting barrages of organizers coming after them, telling them what to do. And they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we've seen this in the past. Anytime there's a crisis like this, crisis loves an opportunity. And so the loudest voices usually get heard, unfortunately, even though it might not be the majority. And you and I have lived through this over and over and over again over the years. And it's sad to see, but if we don't have a vocal majority, like we always talk about, rising up and making their voices known, then the loud minority is going to dictate what happens. I think historically, I don't know coming into November what what's going to happen, but if the news articles that are correct that I've been reading, Biden might not have too much of a role in the November elections just because of his mental state. Have you been reading about that?
Well, yeah, I've been reading why he hasn't done a press conference in 80 days, and his handlers are, you know, sidestepping and saying, well, he's talking to the right people, and all, you know, they're just not answering the questions. But they're keeping him out. They're keeping him in the basement, man.
Yeah, and I think that's on purpose, obviously, because of, what I've been reading about and what I've seen is that he just has a hard time answering questions. Not that he's not an intelligent person, but because I think his mind is starting to slip, just due to age, you know, that happens. And that's what work I deal with every day as an attorney. We deal with those issues where I have to help the family members, help these loved ones that they get frustrated with because they're just not the person that they once were. And family members get frustrated, and I just have to explain to them, listen, this person, it's not mom anymore. It's not dad anymore. They're gone. This is a different person, so don't take it personally. I know it's hard to say that, but you can't take it personally because their mind is gone. And those are some of the things that I've been seeing with the Biden campaign, and it looks like they're trying to protect him from that kind of stuff, meaning exposure to answering difficult questions, because I would imagine his mind is not as sharp as it once was. And articles that I've been reading are alluding to that, his mind is kind of slipping and rapidly. And that happens. It is what it is, you know, unfortunately. I feel bad for him, but at the same time, that sucks for the Democratic Party that chose a nominee that was in that position, you know, out of all the pool
they chose. He's scheduled to do 3 debates with President Trump. Now, Trump is very good on his feet. I don't see how that's going to go well. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I read yesterday that the media was, or his media team was declining to do any debates, stating that it's not a requirement and they don't have to do that.
Well, that's true. They don't. So, there's no laws.
Yeah, right. It's just kind of a gentleman's agreement. But the nation wants to see it too, you know?
Well, yeah, that's just it. I mean, I don't think it'll go well for him. If he declines to do debates, I think people want to see debates. We'll see.
I think, just talking to you about it, I would rather see them in a ring. That'd be awesome, huh? Like a UFC style fight.
Joe says he wants to beat him up anyway. He's going to take him out behind the woodshed, right?
Yeah, let's do it. The good old days. That's what we ought to do.
No. Yeah. I'm against it.
What?
I'm not for it, man.
Yeah, man, the last man standing wins. That's how it works.
Okay.
That's a good old-fashioned debate right there. They're just talking with their fists.
It's a good old-fashioned something. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we settle things, right? But, so going into November, I don't know how it's going to end up. I'm concerned that Trump gets hurt a little bit by the virus stuff. I don't know how much that's going to play, as long as I'm not saying this is right, this is just according to Adam, but I feel like if the economy is still pretty good, thriving, then I think he has a pretty good shot. I think they'll help him play well in November.
Amidst
all the media debacles that happen and the degradation that happens through the media. But I don't know how he's polling. Have you looked at his polling numbers lately?
Oh, the polling numbers are not in favor of President Trump by any means, at least according to, you know, what you're reading. But I don't know how much I trust all those things, you know.
Yeah, and they weren't when he was elected either, so it's hard to judge those things, and it's so far out. But I feel like he's done a good job responding to the virus. I feel like he's kept the economy as much afloat as he could in such a huge crisis. I know there's a lot of people out of work and a lot of people hurting, but on the whole, I feel like the stores are still booming. I went to Walmart on Saturday, like maybe around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and the parking lot was full. Every time I go to Walmart, it's full. There's people in and out. You know, there is commerce happening all around us. As I go to the restaurants and I go to the fast food places and things like that. So there are people in and out, like it's constant.
How many people were wearing their face masks?
I would say a lot. If I were to just throw out a number, I would say about 85% of people are wearing face masks.
Okay, because it's supposed to be 100 right now, but I'm not seeing 100.
Right. Mm-hmm. The 18th, I think, was when that was supposed to go into effect.
Yeah.
My understanding was the sheriff's department at least wasn't going to enforce that. Is that what your understanding was?
Well, that's what the sheriff put out. You know, he put out a press release saying he doesn't have the manpower for it.
Yeah, right. I mean, what are they going to do? You don't wear a face mask, you get a citation? I don't get it. There's nothing codified in the statute for it.
I don't know.
So I don't know what the repercussion is. A warning, you know, a ticket, what are you ticketing me for? Because a ticket has to cite a statute. Like if I have a blinker out in my car, it's not just because I have a blinker out, it's because there's a law that says, hey, if you don't have a functioning blinker, ARS, you know, 36-blah-blah-blah says that you've got a functioning turn signal. And they have to cite that on the citation. But if I'm not wearing a face mask, I mean, what do you cite?
I don't know, and I hope it never comes to that, to tell you the truth. Hey, you need another break, man.
Yep, let's go to break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. We'll be right back after this.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
It's the Monday Medicare Minute on AM 560 KBLU with Mike R.C., a local licensed agent specializing in Medicare plans.
Mike, what is LIS?
It's a Medicare program also called Extra Help, and it's for folks with limited income and resources help pay for prescription drug costs. So if a person is single, their income needs to be less than $19,140, with assets no more than $13,110 per year. A married person living with a spouse and no other dependents, that limit has to be no less than $25,860 per year, and assets no more than $26,160. Assets don't include your home, car, household items, burial plot, and up to $1,500 for burial expenses per person or life insurance policies. Contact Social Security to apply for LIS, also known as Extra Help. Questions? Call me at 928-581-1342.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
You're listening to Life,
Death and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in my remote studio. Like I mentioned before, we're trying to make the best of the situation where I've got court this morning at 9 o'clock, and so I told Russ, hey, I'm going to try and do it from my studio at the office because I've got to go immediately to court right after this. And when I say go, I mean phone them on the telephone because we're not physically going into court right now. But I have to be ready for that. Because yep. The judge isn't as sympathetic as Russ is if I'm late. And so that's why we're trying to make this work today. But it's always a challenge, like I mentioned before. Before we get too far into this segment, I just want to make mention of the fact that if you're listening and you need help with what to do for your particular family regarding who gets the kids, if something were to happen to you, or who's in charge of your finances if you were to get in an accident, who would be in control of your health decisions if you were not able to communicate with the doctors yourself. Those types of questions need to be answered. And a lot of people I meet with, they say, oh, Adam, I've got so-and-so, they're going to do it for me. They say, well, is that in writing? And often they say, no, but they know what I want. It really doesn't matter unless it's in writing. There's no legal binding way to make that person that you're thinking of or those people in charge legally of your stuff without having to go through court if you don't have it in writing ahead of time. And so that's really what our focus is on a daily basis, is helping families put in place planning that will eliminate fighting and hopefully eliminate court. That's the whole goal, is to avoid court processes upon incapacity or death. And we do that in a series of ways. Every family is different. Some families would require a living trust. Some could use will planning or powers of attorney and other type documents and legal structure. But every family is unique, and that's why we ask you to come into the office and sit down for a free consultation with either myself or with Sean, my partner, and we can look over your particular family's finances, your particular family's dynamics, and we can give you legal advice as to how to accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish, whether that's protecting the kids if they're minors and you pass away, or if you're incapacitated and they need help. That's where we come in, and we can help you figure that out. Also, we do offer an educational seminar that we put together during these pandemic times, where we were doing in-person seminars twice a month. One would be hosted out at the Yuma County Library, and the other one would be in town at the main library. Well, when the pandemic happened, Yuma County stopped allowing for programs at their libraries. We could have kept doing the public seminars, in our own office or elsewhere, but we felt like it wasn't going to serve the public well because a lot of people were hunkered down and they just didn't want to congregate in big groups. So our response to that was to take our seminar and make it more available to the masses. And the way that we did that was we put it online on our website. So today you can go to yuma.law and you can click on the link to our seminar and you can watch our actual seminar anytime, anywhere with internet access on your phone, your computer, or a device that has internet access. And you can get the information that we have been putting out there for years over the course of doing these seminars monthly for, like 30 years now since we've been doing it. Huh. And so it makes it so much easier. What's really cool is at the end of the seminar, you have the opportunity to click on a button, and you can see my calendar, you can see Sean's calendar, and you can actually directly book right onto our calendars from that particular webpage. So it makes it super easy. There are no excuses anymore for not starting something. And the seminar, I always tell people, is a great place to, if you don't know what you want or what you need, the seminar is really where you need to start, because it's in the seminar that you learn what your options are and what would be good for your particular family. And so by the time you call my office or you set an appointment, you already know pretty much where you're leaning, whether you'd want a will package or you'd want to do some powers of attorney or some sort of trust package. So you'll know that by the end of the seminar, just by virtue of watching it, you'll feel like, oh, this particular thing is good for my family or this one is good for mine and things like that. So if you already have planning, we can look over that old planning as well, and we can give you advice as to whether it needs to be updated or what to do nowadays. We've had some significant law changes over the years, and so we want to make sure that everything's up to date legally and according to what a person would need as well regarding their protection for incapacity and death. So again, that's on our website. Go to yuma.law. There's no .com on that. It's just yuma.law. And you can click on the button that says click here for the online seminar, and you'll be directed immediately to that seminar, and you can start watching it at your leisure. And once you have the link, you can go back in. If you don't have time to finish it, you can go back in. I think I set it up, and I think that's how I set it up.
And you can start it from where you left off, or?
I think you can skip around.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can skip, kind of like a YouTube video.
Sure.
You can skip to where you want to go, kind of thing. And if that's not working, then just call my office, and we can make it work like that for you. So anyway, it's a great place to start, and it makes it really nice. We've got an event coming up where we're going to ask the public to watch the seminar, and then we're going to be live on Facebook answering questions. One of the hallmarks of our seminars is that at the end of them, you can ask those questions. We call it the question and answer period. And we've been really missing that because it's those live seminar question and answers that keep us on our toes. You never know what the question's going to be. But it's a good opportunity to build rapport with the people that are there and also to actually answer questions that they came to get answered. Sometimes the content of the seminar, it is geared for the masses, but sometimes they'll have a unique question, and that question will answer for their particular family, and it's very, very technical, or it's very personal to them, and so it provides a great forum, or provided a great forum for them to get answers to their questions. Well, that's kind of gone now, where we're not doing in-person public seminars, but we're trying to fix that implement that by doing this online seminar, and then at the very end of it, the public can log in for a certain amount of time, and Sean and I will be online answering questions just like we were before in person. So we're trying to make it work as best as we can during this pandemic, but I would prefer to go back to the library in person.
Oh, you like the seminars. You like getting in front of people.
I do. I love it.
Yeah.
I really do, because you feel like, particularly because of the question and answer period, like I mentioned before, people will come and they'll ask these questions, and it's just a great opportunity to talk to them and to let them know that it's okay. There are ways to make it okay. A lot of people come to us, and by the time they get to us, they're just overwhelmed, or they're frustrated, or they're tired, and they just don't know what to do. And so it's great. It's a great feeling to come in and say, you know what, I get what you're feeling, I understand it, and we can help you with that. This is how we do it, and provide them with a means of getting out of that feeling or that hardship, that problem. And that's really what our practice is about. If you have questions about whether your planning that you currently have, if any, is up to date, just give my office a call. It's 928-783-4466, and you can schedule a free consultation with myself or with Sean, and we can look over your current will, or your current trust, or your powers of attorney, anything that you have in place already. We can look that over and give you some advice. If you don't have anything, then we can sit down with you as well, and we can talk about what your options are. We're trying to help people understand the importance of that seminar by having them watch it before they come to our office. So, for example, if a person called my office and wanted to schedule a consultation with me or with Sean, then my staff is trying to persuade or help that person watch the seminar prior to coming into their appointment, because it just helps that person is kind of geared up, ready to go, and they understand kind of the basic legal concepts. The seminar is not a sales pitch by any means. It's an educational seminar. So it just talks about the law and how it actually affects people day to day, and the pitfalls that we see all the time and how to avoid them. So it's a very good informational seminar. And Russ, you've seen it. You've gone to it in person several times. And,
sure.
And so you can attest to the fact that it's not I don't want to say used car salesman, because I know used car salesmen, and they're great guys. They're great people. So, but it's not that at all. It's an educational experience that you'll learn, okay, I can see how if I don't do this, that, or the other, this is going to happen in my particular situation. Or if mom and dad don't do this or that, then this is going to happen in their situation. So it's designed to let you know before something bad happens in your particular family and what you can do. We give you some options of how you can avoid that.
You need to take a break real quick. It's your last one.
Yep, this is the last break. When we come back, I'm going to have Sean on the line. Like I said, I've got to go to the court.
All right.
So Sean Garner will be back.
You got a 5-minute break this time. Well, you got time to get him. All right, buddy.
Yep. We'll be right back after this, 5:50 a.m., KBLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
It's the Monday Medicare Minute on AM 560 KBLU with Mike RC, a local licensed agent specializing in Medicare plans.
Mike, what is LIS?
It's a Medicare program also called Extra Help, and it's for folks with limited income and resources help pay for prescription drug costs. So if a person is single, their income needs to be less than $19,140, with assets no more than $13,110 per year. A married person living with a spouse and no other dependents, that limit has to be no less than $25,860 per year, and assets no more than $26,160. Assets don't include your home, car, household items, burial plot, and up to $1,500 for burial expenses per person or life insurance policies. Contact Social Security to apply for LIS, also known as Extra Help. Questions? Call me at 928-581-1342.
Join Mark Patrick's seminars and lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed for only $49.99. Because of the coronavirus, the seminar now online live with America's hypnotist Mark Patrick. Saturday, June 27th. Register now, only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. That's hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Your body's gonna love this.
Boost your immune system and fight viruses today the Herbs to Oils way. Herbs to Oils' holistic herbal approach to good health is literally a breath of fresh air. The right herbs combined with consistent hydration and good nutrition can make all the difference. For natural and holistic health in Yuma, there's only one Herbs to Oils, Fortuna Palms Plaza in the foothills. Check out their classes every Wednesday and get the whole story at Herbs, the number two, Oils, YumaAZ.com.
The claims made in this advertisement have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration or the Federal Trade Commission. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease and are not recommended for anyone under 21 years of age. Check with your physician before starting any dietary supplements.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Gardner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm stepping in for Adam Hansen because he had to go to a court hearing.
Damn.
He's going to be doing it telephonically, but nonetheless, he needed 10 minutes to prepare or finalize his thought. And so here I am, and I'm picking up where he left off.
Well, good morning, Sean.
I want to talk about a little bit. Excuse me?
I said good morning.
Good morning, Russ. How are you doing?
Doing well, buddy.
Good. I want to talk about not only our online seminar, but the basics about planning. I left off with this thought last week when I did the show with Daniel Jackson. And some of the questions that I asked Daniel were about official documents like birth certificates, baptism records, immunization records, marriage certificates, and so on. And I asked, do you or his wife have a place where these are all organized and a family member that's going to have to pick up the pieces if something happened to one of you or both of you could get those documents and move on and fill in your shoes and take care of your family and take care of the important things, business that you left open? And he said that his wife did. And that was good, and probably that's the answer that most of us husbands have out there. I want the listeners to consider that. Do you have a specific location, hopefully together in a binder or in a file, where someone that you trust can locate those documents, Social Security card or a copy of it, driver's license, passport, previous death certificates of maybe a prior spouse or mom or dad you might have inherited from? All those things would be really important for someone to have when they step in your shoes. And I bring this up because last week was my 19th anniversary, and we mentioned this and talked about.
I think I've lost you, Sean. Sean, you're not coming through, my friend. You're going to have to. Gonna have to call me back. I'm gonna hang up on him real quick, but I just lost the connection. And he's talking about his 19th wedding anniversary, and I wish I could fill you in, but I can't. I don't know. I know what he's talking about when he talks about the files and making sure that you have access to everything that would be need to have access to if something happened to you, and that's all of the assets that you have with title, like cars or boats. Motorhomes, as well as bank accounts, life insurance policies, any kinds of insurance policies and all those. And most people don't keep those in a single place. Most people will keep those where they might think they know where it is, including savings accounts. Many people have multiple savings accounts or multiple bank accounts for one reason or another. And I think Sean brought that up last time. That's what he's speaking to, I think. And one thing that's nice about Decent Garner, and I've been dealing with them for years, is they give you a homework assignment to go home and find them all and start writing them all down. And your wife keeping them is one thing. I think it's nice to have them, like, in a trust. And a trust is what Sean and Adam do, is a trust. And in that trust will actually be the list of everything. They keep a copy of it, and it goes to copies whoever is the trustee. And the trustee will also keep copies. And within that is every one of those nuggets, every account that needs to be had in case of a situation where you can't answer it yourself. And I know that's what he was talking to and alluding to before somehow a phone became disconnected. In fact, he's probably still talking, doesn't realize it is disconnected at all. Most people I know do not have stuff that's that available and that easy to get a hold of, to where they can put it all in one place or somebody has all those answers. And that's problematic. And what happens if somebody does become incapacitated or passes or something and there's no record of it, and then perhaps never found by the heirs, what happens is that the banks keep that money, or that money gets turned over to the federal government, controls it, whatever it is, without any... and then you have to go through court systems. Even anyway, if you do find it, you got to go through the courts to take possession. That could take months and much money, and sometimes more money than what money is in the accounts. And nothing you want to go through. A trust will take care of all that. Believe me, when my wife and I did our trust, it wasn't that we were doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for the ones that we care about. So when we walked out of the office with Larry Deason, there was a good feeling that things were in good shape, things were taken care of, no worries about plans in case the worst thing happened, that we knew that things would be taken care of according to our wishes, and that every account was going to be found, and then the instructions on every account were going to be carried out. Because our kids were young then, and part of those instructions were about the disbursement of assets. Yeah, they weren't going to get it all at once. Yeah, and you can do that in a trust, and you can get that all done. But also every asset account was well documented and a roadmap to every one of them to make sure that they were accessible and found. And I don't know that most people do that. So one thing the trust did for us was that. And beyond that, when we start talking about care, something I didn't think about is what happens when you're incapacitated. A lot of people are incapacitated. And instructions were given on wishes of incapacitation and, do not resuscitate things and all that. But also, if you're incapacitated for some period, some time, like if you get COVID and you're on a respirator for a while, doesn't mean you're not going to make it. You're going to come back. But during that time, who handles, who cares for it? And who can handle all the expenses and the things? Well, that's all spelled out within the trust. And a lot of people don't have that all taken care of. And you may think that, it's automatic or whatever. Well, it's not. With that, the boys are done. Not me. I'll be back tomorrow. But Deason Gardner Law Firm, Deason Gardner Hanson Law Firm, we'll see you next week. This has been AM 560 KBLU.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Gardner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.